This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. Strolling through the mall can be an exercise in self-control. There are only so many shop windows and kiosks to make us think that we need something we don't plan on, like bejeweled cell phone cases or knockoff glasses. The law booth at the Boynton Beach Mall near West Palm Beach in Florida is one attorney's solution for providing something more practical, affordable legal services, putting that into the hand of people who can't afford big legal firms but don't qualify for free legal aid. Alice Hines is a business and retail reporter for the Huffington Post, where she wrote about the law booth, and she joins us now. Alice, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Hi, how are you?
Very well, and really surprised by this story. What is the story behind the law booth?
Well, the law booth was founded only a few months ago in November by an attorney in West Palm Beach named Melva Rosier. And basically what it is a booth inside a mall where you can go and talk to a lawyer as you're shopping, make an appointment right on the spot for pretty affordable prices.
So what kind of things does she advise you on, and what kind of money does she charge?
Well, she advises you on basically anything. The lawyers who started the booth first thought that it would be basically a lot of foreclosure clients,
right,
as their area has been pretty hard hit by foreclosure. Palm Beach in Florida has, I think, the fourth most highest foreclosure rates. But they were really surprised, actually, because they've been doing a lot of family law, people asking questions about divorces, starting small businesses, and it's really been a variety of things. Basically lots of different kinds of services.
And I think the original consult is initial consult, $125, $25 for additional hours. It beats a lot of law firms, let's say it that way.
Right. So you can walk in and get, I think it's 15 or 20 minutes of conversation with these lawyers where you basically just say, oh, I have this problem. I don't really know exactly what service I need. You don't have to make an appointment in advance. They're open on Saturday. You can go at 8:30 p.m. on a Saturday night and talk to someone for $25. So it's a lot easier than a lot of other typical law offices.
Well, given that scale and given that surrounding, it's hard not to think about this, you know, space being occupied by a kind of, you know, those cheesy lawyers that you see on billboards. The Saul Goodman character from Breaking Bad comes to mind. I mean, does Melva Rosier worry about her credibility as a lawyer practicing in the mall?
You know, I don't really think so, because Melva comes from an interesting background. She worked in legal aid for a while. So she, I think, is more interested in being accessible to people. So I think she wants to adapt the format of the legal office to something that, you know, really fits people's lives. Something that's interesting that she said to me is, you know, people want things immediately here and now in our society. They want things that are done the next day. And, you know, the legal and the medical professions haven't really adapted to fit that aspect of society. And I think she wants to bring the format into more something people can use in their daily lives. And I think one interesting anecdote that shows this is, you know, right when the law booth opened, it was near Black Friday in November.
Uh-huh.
And the mall opened at 4. Sorry?
That's funny.
Yeah, so the mall opened at 4 a.m. along, and the law booth opened also. So they were there at 4 a.m. I actually talked to her colleague, his name is Richard Carey, a young lawyer who, you know, was there early in the morning talking to shoppers on Black Friday. And I think, you know, he said, if people are shopping at 4 a.m., we're going to be there.
Wow. Did they offer any deals? You know, nobody got gassed or sprayed, pepper sprayed on their way?
No, they were all right. I think it was Black Friday can be intense, but I think they actually got a lot of people coming back. You know, I mean, on Black Friday, a lot of shoppers have a one-track mind trying to get that deal, wait in line. But it's a good advertisement. You know, you see the lawyers there and you're like, oh, well, maybe next time when, you know, maybe I come to return whatever thing I didn't actually need to buy on Black Friday, I will come and visit the law booth.
This is kind of an example of, you know, going where the customers are. Clearly, I know we've reported on this program on doctor's offices, for example, setting up clinics at Duane Reade's or Walgreens or Walmart, that kind of thing. And you looked at other models for retail law, not really existing here, but in the UK. What's going on there?
Well, yeah, it's actually a big trend in both the medical and the legal professions. I mean, in the UK, one of the largest bookstore chains, which is W.H. Smith, in April of last year announced that they were going to put 500 legal access points in their bookstores, which is essentially the same concept, like law kiosks where you can go and get advice. And there is a law passed recently that they're calling the Tesco Law. That sort of allows law firms to have private investors and to be owned by people who aren't lawyers, which is interesting. You know, it's the idea is basically making the legal profession a little bit more commercial. And that's something that in the UK, I think some people hope will make legal services also more accessible.
Yeah, this is one of the things that people often point to, that there are too many lawyers operating. They need to make money. It's turned our society into a lawsuit happy or crazy society, depending on who you ask. Is there any danger of, I don't know, dumbing down the legal profession, bringing it down a couple of notches and making it much more accessible to people with any kind of complaint?
You know, it's interesting. I think a lot of doctors and lawyers do say that. That's definitely something that people say, is that, you know, also one argument is that when you have, like, lawyers and doctors that are advertising or that are having retail space, that it compromises the ethics of the profession, sort of because it makes people more concerned about profit motive. Mm-hmm. But I think that the other side of that that's really interesting is, I mean, accessibility is still a really big issue in terms of legal services in the United States. There was a study in last year by the World Justice Project, which is a humanitarian organization, and they said that the U.S. Judicial system was 52 out of 66 countries, so on the last of the list and being accessible to disadvantaged groups.
Wow.
So, you know, there are a lot of lawyers, but there's still sort of an issue with getting legal services to people that need them. So I sort of think, you know, there's two different ways you can look at that.
Alice, quickly, any sense that this might catch on for other lawyers?
Well, it's still very new, but Melva Rosier told me she had a law student from the New York area recently contact her and ask if she could franchise. So also maybe an interesting business model for entrepreneurial lawyers just getting out of school.
Location, location, location. Alice, I want to thank you for joining us today.
Absolutely. Nice talking to you.
Likewise. Alice Hines reports on business and retail for the Huffington Post. Now, we do have a link to her article about the mall booth inside Florida's Boynton Beach Mall. That's at wordofmouthradio.org. Now, in just a minute, we're going to hear from Rebecca McKinnon. She's a longtime reporter and a co-founder of Global Voices and author of a new book called Consent of the Network. She's going to be talking with us about creating a bill of rights for Internet users, for netizens, as she puts it. Internet does not necessarily equal freedom, she says, and there are a lot of protections that need to be in place. We'll be hearing that in just a few minutes when word of mouth continues on New Hampshire Public Radio.